The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. If you want to vent, rant, rave, you know, tell me off, whatever you want to do. Before I get into this with Mike Adams, and I want to take it, kind of taking it with a grain of salt here. It sounds good. Hope it's true, okay, but I can't confirm or deny it. I'll get into that in just a minute, but I want to back up for just a second and expound just a little bit about what I was talking about with what's happening with the Ukrainian side that are shooting these Russian soldiers that have been arrested or have been captured, okay? And all of this in our mainstream media is spinning around talking about, oh, my God, the Russians are killing civilians. No, they're not. Go into that website. Go into RBN and watch the collage of videos by James Perloff. All of the reports coming from all of these Ukrainian citizens says it's exact opposite. It's the exact opposites, folks. Anyway, let me get back to this. Well, I'm not going to get back to this report, right? We'll get back to the report in a minute. I think I got a caller on the line. Is it Laura in Michigan? Laura in Michigan. You're on with Michael. Yes. How are you?
Hello, Michael Herzog.
Hello.
Joe.
Thank you.
I want to talk about some good things about Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he wrote the Gulag Archipelago.
Right.
Anyway, before he died in 2008, but before that, he would meet with Putin, and because he went through the Bolsheviks, he knew exactly what they were about.
Right.
Because they hated God, and they hated Russians. And he told Putin, "You've got to keep God in Russia, and keep Russia Russian." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, in 2010, this is what this man did. There was a hardcore communist who had his name on the street sign around the streets around the Kremlin. In 2010, in a ceremony attended by Mrs. Alexander, he took down that sign and made it Alexander Solzhenitsyn Street. He also announced, that day every high school student in Russia would read the Gulag Archipelago, so they'd know what happened then. That's the kind of man he is right there.
Yeah, well, you know, again, I mentioned early in the program, this playbook reminds me almost to a T, a few differences, but almost to a T, of what Jim and Joanne Moriarty had been reported on what really happened in Libya back in, what was it, 2011. It's the same playbook, you know, and the dumbed down people, you know, the sheeple, they just don't get it. All you have to do is take a look, you know, peel back the onion, look below the surface just a little bit, and you find that, you know, all of these people, you know, we put Saddam Hussein in 1979. Muammar Gaddafi was, I mean, his people loved him. All of these people that have been overthrown by, you know, the reports of John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. All of these people were deliberately, you know, ousted or assassinated, or coups were run on them to oust them, to insert our puppets in there, to absorb them into NATO and sell them munitions and weaponry to get them up to speed by the military-industrial complex. It's sickening. It's sickening, Laura.
Yes, also, I think their next plan is, I heard this morning that they were planning on putting our soldiers in the Ukraine as UN peacekeepers. Now, you know what that's going to do?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. Are they going to go in there with a cross and no weapons and, you know, sing Kumbaya? What are they going to do there?
I don't know, but go ahead. One of them gets killed, and they'll get the Biden, who's our leader, who he wouldn't even give a driver's license to.
Are you saying he failed the test cognitively? What? Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a rhetorical question. I already know the answer. What's that?
Yeah. Would you give him a driver's license? No.
No. Well, he doesn't need one. He rides around in the, what do you call it, the black bomb or whatever they call that vehicle. Anyway. All right. Anything else you got, Laura, before I let you go?
I'm rooting for Putin.
Oh, so am I.
He needs to go in there and liberate the Ukraine. It's not an invasion. It's a liberation.
I know.
We need to start using that language.
All right. Thanks for the call, Laura. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. I see you're back on the air. Thank you very much for that earlier part about the woman over in the Ukraine, the Donbass region, and what really is happening over there. I've read American Free Press and the Barnes Group since their inceptions, and I get a lot of, you know, the truth coming out of that, and that's the problem. All the woke leftist media, you know, you never hear the other side. You keep telling their friends, family, it says, how come they don't print the other side also? And that's great to hear. And then the RBN's got some stuff he said have come up. I haven't seen it lately, but glad to hear that, because you're seeing misinformation. These pictures show all this damage. People are saying no, which is actually the bombing. You're seeing stuff that's happened in Donbass, Kansas district, but they, you know, they don't single out what's what. They don't, you know, if there's, and there, as far as I know, Ukraine's still constantly bombing the Donbass part of the eastern Ukraine. And what these people are going, let's talk to some of those refugees. If they're still around, they had to leave, they were forced out. Interesting about what they just said they, Ukrainian soldiers doing to the captured Russians, what they've done. I believe that's true.
John, it was grotesque. I mean, Jones has it on video, and there's hours of it, and it's true. It's not he's not making it up. I mean, these are factual events. They're getting off the trucks. They're bound. As soon as they get off the trucks, they shoot them in the scrotum. I mean, this is just barbaric. And this is the Ukrainian soldiers that are doing it. It's not the Russians. So, you know, I take issue with all of the mainstream media out there talking about Putin's bad and he's a thug and he's a killer. I'm sorry. Let's take a look at Zelensky and his puppet master, Kolomoisky, and let's see all of the people that are involved in this with all that they have to lose with the bio labs and the energy companies and all of the looting that these American politicians have done to them for years. Okay, let's report on some of that stuff for a change. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant, but I'm pissed. Go ahead.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Like I said, I am too. I sometimes, you know, can't speak like I would for a fear of offending somebody. If you say it the wrong right, you might get a knock on the door by the FBI, the CIA, Secret Service, whatever. You're going to take you away. But sometimes if I had more stomach, I read my local little newspaper and the letters to the editor. The town I live in, Livermore, Northern California, they've had a big thing where they're, you know, the city, they're backing Ukraine, you know. I said, okay, what about the other part? The other part that's been, you know, attacked for the last 8 years by those people, Zelensky and the predecessor before them, and you know the CIA is clandestinely made the moves and brought Zelensky in, the people before that, you know, nothing about that. Where's that the biolab stuff? You could bring all that stuff up, but it's just these people. I read a letter from a resident said, I hate Putin, he's a war criminal, should be executed, be all this stuff. And you said, yeah, you know, I'd like to reply, I may reply to that one.
You know, you know, you know, stuff. John, you have to consider the source. These people are all just parroting the Kool-Aid that they're swallowing on mainstream TV. I was driving down the road the other day on the way to the gas station, and somebody had painted shoe polish on the back window of their automobile saying, "Kill Putin." I mean, I feel sorry for these people. They don't have any idea. It's people don't read. They don't understand. They don't want to know. They want to believe that their government is benevolent. And all they have to do is just, you know, peel back the onion just a little bit to smell the stench. And it would make you cry. Anyway, all right, John, anything else you want to add before I let you go? I want to get back to this. All right, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're right. And like I said, these people are getting, you're brainwashed. Look at the
Completely.
RBN side. Look at the other side. You know, look at it and judge for yourself. You know, if they were honest all this time, you get to see both sides. You decide what is what. But
right.
Biden again and his son, all the business they're doing, not a peep from the media. You know, his son should be in behind bars for a long time. But
well,
like I said, there's money to be made.
That's what I'm getting to next, John. I'm going to report this. Right. You guys can take it for what it's worth. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I take offense. I mean, California bills that are going to be voted on in 2 weeks, one of them is to outlaw me. Anything contrary to the government's narrative regarding the COVID and the vaccines, folks, is against the law. It's a crime. Oh, really? Okay, come on after me then. All right, because I'm not going to stop. Anyway, getting back to this, I'm going to jump into Mike Adams here for a bit. And again, I want to clarify, I'm not confirming or denying this. However, for what it's worth, it sounds good on the surface. And even Mike says that, you know, he's received a batch of intel from U.S. military sources. And he says, although it's difficult to sort out facts from fiction, this is a credible source. And previous intel from this source has proven mostly accurate. So let's go with that for a moment. According to the information received by this source and then filtered for us to remove any OPSEC, whatever that, I think that's, you know, intelligence details. There are some bombshell developments underway right now inside the deep layers of the Pentagon and the Biden regime. Now, first, inside the Pentagon and even the intelligence community, there is a growing consensus that the Biden regime is rapidly putting America on a path to economic destruction. You think? I just got my insurance bill. Hello? Anyway, and it must be stopped from within. Thus, a number of people inside the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, the DOD, etc., who are now switching hats from black hat to white hat. Now, this action evidently is rapidly expanding. What he is told is that many of these people are, of course, corrupt. They're greedy. But there are limits to what they will tolerate. They are opposed to the pedophiles running the Biden regime, for example, and they aren't fully aware of the child trafficking allegations. The evidence found on the Hunter laptop, Biden from hell, or the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, the Biden from hell. Well, that goes too. In addition, they have a pretty good racket going, and they don't want the racket to collapse. Now, this means they need to stop Biden from completely destroying the U.S. dollar and America's economic system. And oh, by the way, what Putin's imposing Friday about taking in all their oil, you know, and making them exchange it for rubles. Oh, is that going to put a dent? And we're going to feel it, folks. But anyway, yeah, these people, you know, at the top, and the DOD and so forth, they got a good racket going. They don't want it to collapse. America's economic system. In other words, even those who voted for Biden and who are part of the corrupt bureaucracy are realizing that if they don't stop this madness, they will all be destroyed as America falls. Thus, out of a sense of self-preservation, and in some cases human decency, they are turning against the cabal and hoping to preserve their positions of power in the process. Mike is told that indictment papers, and by the way, I had a show on this years ago, and John and I got into this because at the time in, there's a website, I can't remember it offhand, that lists all the indictments across the country. God, his name will come to me after the show's over, folks. But anyway, there was at the time I reported, there was like 130,000 indictments. And John said, oh, they're never going to do that. Well, they are doing that little by little by little. They are indicting people. But anyway, Mike is told that indictment papers for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden are already circulating within the intelligence community. Now, all the players are fully aware of the serious crimes of official corruption that have been committed by these people. How could you not be aware of it? I've seen Hunter Biden's laptop. So has the FBI. They've done nothing so far. I was appalled. I almost threw up. But they've done nothing. Anyway, they're aware of all the corruption that has been committed by these people, spanning several decades. And the intelligence community influencers are attempting to prepare a way to remove Joe Biden from power. Oh, we could only hope. publicly expose the Biden crime family and still maintain some degree of credibility for the Democrats in the midterm elections. Now, if this seems like an impossible task to you, most of the deep state experts also agree. There is no way to expose all of this without ripping the credibility of the Democrats and the control media to shreds. And that's the main reason why there is internal pushback against this strategy. That's also why there is a contingent within the deep state that seeks to remove Joe Biden using another method, such as a false flag operation, so that he can be taken out and given a hero's funeral, much like the official funeral of traitor John McCain, who was part of the Russian collusion coup attempt against Trump, who was also, I might add, part of the overthrow of Poroshenko, who also was up to his scrotum, well, further than that, up to his neck, with the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, McCain was up to his eyeballs and all that stuff. Now, the decision has been made within the intelligence ecosystem to get rid of Joe Biden. It is only a matter of what means will be used to achieve that goal. It seems likely that the timetable for this would be accelerated by the deep state itself, given how Biden's disastrous polling numbers, have you looked lately, folks? They are dragging down the Democrats' chances in November, like an anchor and chains wrapped around some poor guy's ankles, and being thrown off a bridge, by the way. Unless something radical changes, the Democrats will lose their House majority, and with it, they will lose House investigatory subpoena power, which they have used to threaten and intimidate their political enemies since early 2019. Can you say Adam Schiff? Now, the Biden loyalists, of course, are desperately trying to stay in power despite the internal war being structured against them by the intelligence community. Their desired strategy is to escalate the Ukraine conflict into world war with Russia, declare a wartime emergency, cancel the midterm elections, and rule with a totalitarian police state while arresting anyone who dissents. Like me, in the California bill that says if I speak out on the internet, I've committed a crime. They are planning on arresting anybody who dissents by labeling them Russian agents of disinformation. Now, this strategy looks likely to fail, but there is still the risk that things could escalate quickly in Ukraine and alter the odds. In truth, there are Russian agents embedded in the Biden White House right now. One of them is a front woman for the media, it turns out. Another prominent figure is the actual architect of Ukraine's corrupt politics, whose family came from Russia two generations ago. Do your homework on Nuland, if you dare. Her actual name is Noodleman. Yes, the secret civil war is already underway. There is a better-than-ever chance that Joe Biden will be arrested and removed from power before he can pull the trigger on global thermonuclear war. But there's also a real chance that he will destroy America before there is enough internal consensus to move against him. Now, what's clear in all of this is that the regime's war against the American people has shifted focus. Now they're at war with other factions inside the government itself. And not merely pro-Trump patriots. They are, in effect, fighting a two-front war in America. In effect, we are watching an internal secret civil war unfolding by the day. And you can expect all sorts of fireworks from this action as various factions of the deep state and intelligence community will wage false flag assassinations and blackmail and staged child trafficking stings against each other. I hear the music. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, coming to you live from some obscure place in southern Arizona. Be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I want to continue with this. And we've seen this play out in spades. Anybody that, you know, the two eyes to see, to peel away the onion at all, knows that what we're dealing with here are some of the most vicious, immoral people on the planet. And they are now unleashing their worst weapons against each other, as well as us. As a small sample of the kind of thing that goes on, I want you to consider a story based upon Representative Madison Cawthorn. That's the fellow that was a military veteran. He's in Congress. He's in a wheelchair. He revealed what goes on in D.C. in an effort to gather blackmail on officials and elected reps. Representative Matthew Cawthorn revealed last week, folks, since moving to Washington, D.C., he has been invited to orgies with politicians and saw powerful people do key bumps of cocaine in front of him, all while the media collected scandalous stories to blackmail people. Speaking to John Lovell on the Warrior Post Society podcast, Cawthorn was asked if that series, The House of Cards, with Kevin Spacey as the Democratic chief whip and his secret life of corruption and power and money and perversion, was anything close to the reality of what goes on in Washington, D.C. And Cawthorn replied that he was astonished at the levels of sexual perversion that happen in the nation's capital. He told Lovell that, as a young guy who's always paid attention to politics, he was shocked that some of the people that he looked up to throughout his life have now invited him to attend sexual get-togethers, which he said were actually orgies. The House representative from North Carolina added that cocaine and drug use was rife among D.C. insiders. We're on our knife's edge, and the future of America is in real jeopardy, folks. The end result is impossible to predict from the outside looking in. And there's a chance that the good guys will pull this off, and the Bidens and the Clintons and the Obamas end up indicted or imprisoned. There's also a chance that all the people who have a any kind of conscience are purged from the system, and we end up in a draconian totalitarian regime ruled by psychopaths and mass murderers. So, folks, I want you to interpret this in whatever way suits you best, but do not think that the Patriots have this in the bag, because they don't. Not yet, anyway. Nevertheless, the momentum is on our side. And the more damage Biden does to America's economic, cultural, and currency, the more rapidly the white hats are gaining friends and allies at every level. Is it true? I don't know. We can only hope, folks. But I'll tell you know, going back to a couple of things that I reported on earlier, number one was this call, the bill I got from my insurance company. I'd only had it 6 months. I converted over from another company who jacked it up because I supposedly turned 71, which is, to me, no reason why. But in all my life, I've never gotten a bill with a 13% increase on an insurance policy that I've only owned for 6 months. Not had a claim, not had a ticket, not had anything. But I don't refute or challenge what the insurance agent said, because she called me during one of the breaks here on the show, and she tried to explain what was going on. And what she was explaining, I personally have experienced. She said the parts for auto repairs have gone up tremendously, which I can attest, because I just wound up with an estimate of $900. Remember, and some of you may remember back in the day, you know, I remember putting a wheel bearing in a 1956 Chevy. The wheel bearing itself cost about $10. Well, you can't do that anymore. The car that I drive now, the bearing is a part of a hub. And the hub, according to the Hyundai dealership, is $547. Well, come to find out that the local mechanic here in town gets the same part with a better warranty for $139. So anyway, I'm faced with paying almost $1,000 for a bearing with labor included with this dealership, as opposed to getting away with half that by going to the outside mechanic. The cars themselves, if you go into a dealership and you look around, used car prices are up 40% over last year. They're putting sticker prices on top of sticker prices for new cars, if they can get them. $5,000 in some cases over the sticker price of the car. The same car that I drive right now with Uber is, they just came out with a brand new model. It's called the Hyundai Ioniq 5. I walked into the showroom floor. It's the only new car they had sitting in there. $55,000, $30,000 more than what I paid for my car in 2017. So I don't disagree with the insurance agent. However, again, going back earlier into the program, talking about, as of Friday, Putin has told the world that he's going only start accepting gas and oil payments in rubles. Folks, have you thought about that? Do you have any idea what that's going to do with the already increasing inflation that we have now at the grocery store, at the gas pumps, in the auto dealership? Try to buy a new car or a used car. Think about that. We'll be back at 3, bottom of the hour break. Phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. Be right back.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, be good, be good, be good, be good. Can we tell these people to be good and they'll listen to us?
I don't know. We're back with the National Intel Report. I got a couple other things I want to get to before the program's over, but I did say the phone lines are open at 512-248-8252. We got Samuel from California. Samuel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Glad to have you back. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Wait a minute. Let me catch my ego while it flies out the door here. Go ahead.
I think I originally turned you on to the Moriartys because Joyce Raleigh was interviewing him, and I asked you if you had heard of him, and you hadn't at the time, and then you did all these
great interviews.
I knew
it was somebody. It was you, Sam. It was you. Yes. Yes, and they became very good friends of mine, and it's a sad story, but anyway, yeah, you did turn me on to him.
Are they okay?
No. Jim passed away in March of last year. He was actually, according to Joanne, they killed him. They tried to kill him on several occasions. They ran their car off the road. They tried to poison Jim before, and there's been several attempts on their lives, but they finally got Jim last year. And unfortunately, the last contact that I had with Joanne was, I'd have to look, but it's been over a year ago. As a matter of fact, I tried to contact her here recently to see if I could get her up on the air. She won't even respond. But she told me at the time, she said she's done. She's backing off this, and basically, in so many words, she said she's just going to disappear. But I assisted them financially, or I assisted her financially with the burial of Jim. And I'm saddened by that, because I had many, many conversations off the air with Jim, and he was just a great guy. And she was too. I mean, she's a good woman, very honest, very integral people. And, you know, it's a sad loss for the entire Patriot community. Go ahead.
Did all of that get you in trouble, but in any way?
No. I mean, you what, all of the reporting on Libya? Or
yeah, I wonder if you got any extra scrutiny because of it, I guess I'm saying.
No, nobody bothers me. I mean, you know, we get, we get weird telephone calls from people claiming that they're looking for us for a lawsuit they've tried to serve us with, and then when we call the number back to verify who it is, it'll be a, you know, it'll be an auto dealership, or I don't know what kind of technology is out there these days, but whatever it is, these people are just basically playing psychological games with us. But I think they know better to confront us in person, Sam. that would be a no-no. So anyway, in answer to your question, no, I'm not bothered that much. At least not right now.
Well,
not until California passes that bill that says that I'm it's a crime for me to talk about anything other than the narrative on COVID. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, did you hear what, I mean, California is crazy, but Oregon is trying to pass a law right now where the farmers can't use artificial insemination, and an animal has to die of its natural causes before you can eat it. No slaughtering.
So,
can you believe that?
Well, okay, so we got to hang around and wait. I mean, well, you could stop that. Well, you don't want to do that. I was going to say, if you denied it food, it's going to go down to skin and bones. There won't be anything to eat. So, you know, I'd have to ponder that for a while, Sam. I mean, you know, we can't kill the animal. We have to let it die of natural causes. Okay, so I guess it's just a question of drawing lotteries to find out who dies first, the animal or me. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and they're cloaking the bill in it's humanitarian. They're not going to tell them what the details are. Of course, they're just going to go for the, you know, the humanity of it. Never mind that everybody's going to starve, right?
Well, I don't know. You know how they think anyway. I don't, you know, I can't wrap my head around any of those people out there. You know, oh, you live there. I'm sorry. Well, you excluded, okay. You know, certain exceptions have to be made here, Samuel. But, you know, anyway. All right, anything else you want to add before I let you go? I got Peter in L.A. next.
No. Go to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate the call. And thank you for reminding me. I knew there was somebody, and now I know it's you. Anyway, Peter in L.A., you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Is it L.A. or? Yeah, it's L.A., Los Angeles. Okay. Peter.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I wanted to call up and just connect a couple of dots that maybe you guys didn't know about, or maybe you've already said it. But
okay.
I want to talk about two connections to all this stuff. You were talking earlier about the Cawthorn orgy blackmail thing,
right?
I want to point out that two things, a couple things. I want to center on George Soros. And George Soros, it was found just recently that Blinken and his family are closely connected with funding,
right?
Closely connected with George Soros, and that's probably why George Soros, who, by the way, was the biggest contributor to Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why he's now the Secretary of State, Blinken, that is. George Soros also has come out that he has been connected with funding, of course, the Azov battalions.
Yes.
And the right-wing Nazis. And I want to point out that these Jewish guys, that controlling the narrative, that controlled opposition is the national pastime of these guys. And that they also was linked recently with papers that the Azov guys were sending training and money to some of the right-wing guys that were at Charlotte. Now, we already know that Soros is behind the left-wing guys, the Antifa guys at Charlotte. And so it would be, you know, just a modus operandi that he would also have a hand in the other side as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Charlotte riots back way back when.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't disagree with that. I mean, you know, it's controlled opposition. They control both sides, just like they fund both sides of a war. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, so they control the – it doesn't matter who wins or loses. It matters who pays back the debt. And, you know, to the victor belong the spoils, okay? The victor has to, you know, pay for the rebuilding of them. So, yeah, it makes total sense to me, Peter.
And then also, there's a connection with Jeffrey Epstein that Jeffrey Epstein has back in his and Ghislaine Maxwell – their connections with Kalamas, what's his name again? The financier of Zelensky, the Jewish comic.
Oh, Kolomoisky.
Kolomoisky. Right. There's connections between there and Epstein. Of course, there's connections between the orgies in Washington and that whole mindset, just like the Brothmans did the Nexium thing.
Right.
The Brothmans had a World Jewish Conference, and
right.
they financed, you know, the Nexium thing.
Speaking of Nexium, whatever happened to the actress that was on the Superman thing? I can't remember her name right now, but she just kind of died from the media. I don't think she ever went to prison, did she? I know Keith Raniere did.
I think that she went to jail, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if I was wrong about that. But I know
Keith Raniere's right here in my backyard. He's in prison in Tucson, which is not too far from me. I'm about 40 minutes from there. But at any rate, I can't remember her name right now, but that I know they were delaying her sentencing for an indefinite period of time, and I never did hear whether she went to jail or not. You know,
well, all these guys were funded by the MAGA group and a bunch of billionaires of a certain religious persuasion, I want to point out that even as rich a guy as Soros is, he's just carrying out the agenda of the Rothschilds, the real bosses. And that's their agenda. And there's a whole thing with Kazaria that they've recently actually admitted Haaretz that Ashkenazis are descended from the Khazars, which everybody sort of knew, but they did genetic studies and they actually published it. So where is that? That's the Ukraine. This is all also an attempt to take control of the old homeland.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of connections to this.
Well, I could go, you know, I could bury my head in research for the rest of my life and never make another nickel driving my Ubermobile if I wanted to, Pete, but I don't have time. So anyway, I appreciate the call. I'm going to get back to this. I got two more quick things I want to cover, but you did mention, you know, some of the connections here, and there's something you reminded me I want to bring up, because a lot of us think, or we've been, you know, found out that the laptop and Hunter Biden being paid by Burisma, but all of these weapons labs that have been found, Hunter Biden's involved in that as well. I'm going to read a letter sent to Hunter Biden by Metabiota, which is one of these labs, one of these financing of these labs. And the reason that these left-wing, you know, people in power are screaming so much is because Russia is uncovering all this stuff and putting it out there. And our pseudo-president is neck deep in all of this.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Pete. Appreciate the call. Yeah, let me go to that. I want to read you a letter. This is from the voice of Ryan Dawson. Ryan, I've had on my show three or four times. I pulled this off of What Really Happened, Mike Rivero's site. This is it's a memo sent from Ukraine Science from Amiri Gutierrez. This is dated April 4th, 2014 at 6:14 a.m. I'm going to read this letter to you. It says, "Hi, Hunter. Hope you enjoyed a smooth flight across the pond and that this finds you and your wife enjoying a wonderful Friday in beautiful Lake Como. Thanks so much for taking time out of your intense schedule to meet with Kathy and I on Tuesday. We very much enjoyed our discussion. And as promised, I've prepared the attached memo, which provides an overview of Metabiota, our engagement in Ukraine, and how we can potentially leverage our team, our networks, and concepts to assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia and continued integration into Western society. The PDF comprises English and Ukrainian versions of the documents. Please let me know if you have any questions or require clarifications. We look forward to hearing from your outcome of the decisions on this topic. Mary, sincerely, best regards, Mary Gutierrez, Vice President, Science and Technology Administration of MetaBiota, Inc. So, yes, when Victoria Nudelman was on there trying to divert and flip this whole thing over, oh, we hope the Russians don't get it because they're gonna unleash a bioweapon. Well, they couldn't unleash the bioweapon by getting their hands on it unless you and your, you know, cronies first made the bioweapon, Nudelman. So there you go. Anyway, there's that. So I want to close this out today with another little tidbit, okay, which is from Patriot Rising. And the title is, if they keep pushing for World War III, well, hey, guess what? They just might get it. Because one must wonder why Zelensky will stop when Zelensky is going to stop sacrificing his people for no reason. He has done his best to drag the world into World War III, trying to visit devastation upon the entire world. And both China and Russia have supersonic missiles, folks. That's no secret. And the United States has admitted that China's supersonic missiles flew around the world and then hit its target. The U.S. has been unable to create an equivalent. And these type of weapons are first strike, meaning they cannot be defeated. This is not about supporting Zelensky versus Putin. This is about preventing World War III. For indeed, as Einstein said, he did not know what weapons would exist for World War III. We are witnessing that with the supersonic missiles and the biological weapons that can terminate specific ethnic groups on a grand scale. Now, if you want some, you know, drama to go along with that, go see the latest James Bond movie, folks. But Einstein imagined that World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. And Zelensky went on Ukrainian television channels and said he would be willing to discuss a commitment from Ukraine to not seek NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire. The withdrawal of Russian troops and the guarantee of Ukraine's security. Now, while that compiles with the Belgrade Agreement of 1991, when Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons, promising not to join NATO and remain neutral, he is still refusing to comply with the Minsk Agreement of 2014, where he was to honor the democratic right of the Donbass to vote on their own sovereignty, since they were Russians, and Ukraine was merely created by the Soviet Union in drawing borders. And Zelensky said, it's a compromise for everyone, for the West, which doesn't know what to do with us with regard to NATO, and for Ukraine, which wants security guarantees, and for Russia, which doesn't want further NATO expansion. Why he just refuses to comply with the Minsk agreement seems to be a matter of Ukrainian Nazi pride, that they simply hated Russians, Jews, and everyone in Poland. The refusal to allow democratic solutions in Ukraine appears to be instigated by the American neocons, and that they have been pushing for war since they instigated the Cuban Missile Crisis with the failed Bay of Pigs, Cuba. Then they struck a deal with Russia for nuclear weapons to prevent the neocons from invading Cuba again. Now, it has long been suspected that Kennedy was assassinated for standing up against the neocons. And the hypocrisy, folks, of the neocons is just, it's in your face. On March 21st, 2022, spokesman Ned Price said in justifying war with Russia, and I quote, "The principle that each and every country has a sovereign right to determine its own foreign policy, has a sovereign right to determine for itself with whom it will choose to associate in terms of its alliances, its partnerships, and what orientation it wishes to direct its gaze. In this case, Ukraine has chosen a democratic path, a Western-looking path. And that is something that clearly President Putin is not willing to countenance," unquote. The neocons had no problem violating that very principle with the excuse to invade Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan, throw Libya in there. their attempted invasion justification against Syria and Cuba. Allowing Ukraine to join NATO would be no different than Russia supplying nukes to Cuba. Perhaps these neocons were addicted to Battleship as kids, and then want to play that on a real-world level. The scary part is that both China and Russia have their versions of neocons who are still striving to create World War III. Then Japan wonders why, after following the West down this neocon rat hole, imposing sanctions on Russia, why would Russia then break off all peace treaty talks with Japan? Do we have the same level of incompetent Japanese politicians as the rest of the West? Are all of these politicians plain outright stupid? Do they really think they can punish Russia and there will be no response? Folks, let me ask you, have you ever in your lifetime of watching presidents come and go, and as we all know they do, have you ever in your lifetime envisioned or witnessed such incompetence? I mean, it's unbelievable. Some of the clips I watch and the people that they appoint are just nauseating. And it is, to me, evident that they do it deliberately. Look at the head of, what is her name, Health and Human Services, he, she, it, whatever it is. That's not a racist thing. It's just, it's a man with a wig. Okay? I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. We've got Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever his name is, that took 6 weeks worth of maternity leave for the newly arrived twin girls that his gay partner and him, being married, are raising. And according to the left, a man can get pregnant. Well, my question is, which one of them did? I don't know. TikTok videos of gay men dancing through the White House. What's up with this? I mean, the question is this in our, is this deliberately in our face? Jen Psaki, of all people, and I, Steve and I brought this up the other night. Compare Jen Psaki to Donald Trump's press secretary. God, the name escapes me right now. But she was eloquent. She was direct. She was factual. She was. She didn't pause when she was posed a question. She took all questions. She didn't pick and choose who she was going to, who she was going to question. On the other hand, Jen Psaki gets nothing but a litany of softball questions by people that are either instructed not to say anything or are totally clueless. I mean, the question is, you know, it used to be that these people, you know, in years past were reporters. Do they now go to school to learn how to be incompetent? Peter Ducey of Fox News is the only one that semi throws not even a hard ball. It'd be like a medium curveball to Jen Psaki. And just the answers that this woman gets, and remember, I mean, somebody schooled her on this, because remember the first year in office, or at least the first 8 months, it was, well, I'll have to circle back to you on that. You know, she'd act like she was in Wagon Train or something. I don't know. But I haven't heard that from her lately. But the bottom line is that they're putting this, whatever this, I don't want to call her an idiot. She's not an idiot. But they're putting this stooge on the stage to deflect softball questions. I wonder what would happen, folks, if somebody like me were to get in there. You know, I know you have to have a press pass and you have to be vetted and you have to be screened and you have to be all that stuff. And I think you have to write your questions down and let them read them before they even, you know, answer them, so they can pose an answer before they answer. It's gotten to that point. It's like the mainstream media, screening the callers. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to do that. Sean Hannity does that. Speaking of Sean Hannity, I never really cared for the man, because I know part of his salary comes from the pharmaceutical companies. But his interaction, I believe it was with Lara Logan, regarding his staunch position on Vladimir Putin, and he's a thief, and he's a criminal, and he's a killer, and he's a thug. I'm beginning to detest Sean Hannity, because Sean Hannity obviously is very shallow. He has never taken the time, and I'm sure his books were written by a ghostwriter. He's never taken the time to actually look in, dig in, and read the history of this current situation in Ukraine and how far back it goes. But as people like that, remember, it's Michael Ribeiro that has said, you know, look for what they don't tell you. And that's what I do now. I listen to these mainstream hosts, and I'm listening for what they don't say. Sean Hannity doesn't talk very much about vaccines, and when he does, he deflects. Oh, I'm not a doctor. Go ask your doctor. No, but they all seem to be, you know, touting the same narrative when it comes to Ukraine. Putin's a killer and Putin's a thug. You know, whether it be Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity, and I'm thinking Mark Levin's right in there with him. You know, and it's obvious and evident that these people are either paid off, they're compromised, they are told to be silent, or they are just too stupid and don't know history. Myself, folks, before this whole Ukraine thing, and if you go back into the early shows, when I first came back on RBN, I wasn't real sure. I actually blurted out on the air a month and a half ago that I predicted there wouldn't be a war. I was wrong. I accepted that and apologized for it. The next question is there going to be a World War III? And it looks to me like if the West, if the global elites have their way, there will be. And here's the reason why. Because all of this criminal corruption, all of the shenanigans that have been going on with the biolabs and the payoffs with Burisma and the child trafficking, the sex trafficking, all this stuff that's been going on has been lining politicians' pockets in the West for years. And I think, just like what happened with Iran and Iraq when we supplied the munitions to Saddam Hussein, you know, I think it was Rumsfeld that said, well, we hope you blow each other up. I'm thinking that they hope they'll blow each other up so they'll bury the evidence under the rubble and none of it will ever come to the surface. That would make sense to me. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, folks. You know, the jury's out. The only thing I do know is I got an insurance bill with an increase that astounded me. I go to the gas station and pay three times as much as I did for in November 6th of 2020. Three times as much, folks. I go to the grocery store and pay more for everything I buy. Meat has gone up exponentially. You know, certain products that I generally go in there and get for snacks aren't there. And Biden came out and said, oh, yeah, there's going to be food shortages. Folks, get prepared. Matter of fact, we're going to be launching a commercial with my other affiliated company here in the next week or so. Folks, if you don't already have food, at least get some seeds, grow a garden, grow your own food, because this is real. This is in your face. This is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And Biden's already said so. That is, if we have a planet to grow food on to begin with, that these folks have their way. I mean, has anybody realistically in positions of power thought of the repercussions of launching nukes or nukes exploding throughout this country? Do they actually think that anybody would win a nuclear war? This is how crazy this country has become. I'm not talking about this country, I'm talking about the powers that be. And it reminds me of the old cliche, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Looks like they're having orgies while the United States burns, folks. We're out of time. I'll see you same time, same station next week. Stay out of trouble. Stock up on food, man. You're going to need it, folks. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, foods, and more things made in USA. Take America back. We must take America back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.